not to pronounce somebody about it in Cyprus, mm-hmm. but dead cypress would burn, you know, a dead tree that's been dead for years, that's fell. Imagine that when it dries, or barks, it's like that. In fact, that's before we had kerosene and all, that's why we try to get us some cypress trees that was dead and stack it with our wood, you see, and take one or two pieces and bring it in for the fireplace. And we put that at the bottom. We wouldn't have to use as much kerosene.
Yeah.
You know, put a little bit, we always put a little bit of kerosene. But if it was cold, your fireplace never would be out of wood. Very seldom.
And the stuff that would go up, the black stuff in the chimney?
Yeah, stuff.
Yeah. You told me you had it. Y'all would have to get that out sometimes? Or you burned it out, right? You told me you burned it out.
Sometimes you burn it out, but sometimes you just take a pole with a rag from on top, you know, and just close your chimney, you know, close your fireplace. And
but you used ash, right? Other types of wood, trees. You have that tree with the big balls on it, white, kind of scaly bark.
The big green balls?
What
you call that tree? I forgot.
White scaly bark and white leaves. Sycamore?
I don't know.
Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible, you know, when he wanted to see Jesus. Sycamore. You didn't know that?
Yeah, it's sycamore tree, yeah. But the big green balls, they used to use that tree to make single trees, you know? For mules.
Oh, you're talking about Catawba?
Yeah.
They don't have that tree here, do they?
You sure?
They do.
Well, not too many, they used to. They used to raise that tree just to make single trees and all. You know, they wash their limbs.
Oh, yeah.
Good when talk. Those limbs get extra, let's say, 2 inches in diameter, they would cut those limbs exactly the size of a single tree, and then they put those pieces of iron.
That tree takes 100 years to rot.
And it's strong.
Yeah.
You could put four mules on a single tree, you wouldn't break it.
I'm surprised they had those here, did you?
Sure. Yeah, they had it right here, a quarter of a mile from here. Okay. Yeah. For years they had some.
Did you see the worms it would get? Yeah. You ever use those to catch fish?
Not too much. We use mostly earthworms and catch fish.
Okay.
Those big green worms, you know.
Earthworms. Did you have any different types of those earthworms?
No, not too many, but you use that other, I don't know if you call it a worm. It was white. It was a big bug. I don't know what the hell.
Now, what about the real big lively kind?
Oh, yeah. Well, you have the big worm. Naturally, if you feed them, you get bigger worms. You know? I used to feed crushed corn to my, you know, pass it in my meal.
You had a worm farm?
No, I just had a little plot. Keep some moss on top and raise the moss and throw food, leftover food on it. And if I didn't have no leftover food, but I crushed me some corn, half a gallon of corn, something like that. Every once in a while, I go through a few hands full, you know, if I won't have no. But the best thing is food, you know. You throw your food, put it on underneath your moss, put it in a different place. You get a beautiful one, and you get some water this long.
I imagine so, in this soul. Well, other things you would fish with? You ever use little small fish for bait?
Small fish or pork?
Where'd you fish right here?
What do you fish?
Where?
Oh, in these canals right here. You know those big canals, Flemish canals? And we got plenty for all around here. You can go buy the fruit and fish if you want.
Okay. What sort of things did you... You had a lot more insects around here, weren't you? And animals and things like that.
They didn't have too much insects.
Is anything gone now that was here before? In plentiful supply when you were coming up?
No. You have more. I don't know what you do.